Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for October 24th to the 30th, 2015. This week, 14 Palestinians were killed in Israeli attacks targeting Gaza, the West Bank, and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Palestinians refused the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's proposal to end the recent wave of protests. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. One Palestinian villager was injured. Scores of protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday when Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests organized in West Bank villages. IMMC's Majd Bajali has more.
This week, anti-war and settlements protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bil'ain, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh. In addition, protests took place in the village of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank. Israeli soldiers used live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. In Bil'ain and Na'lin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Meanwhile, in Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the village entrance. In Bil'ain village, a Palestinian civilian was injured after being hit by a rubber-coated steel bullet fired by Israeli soldiers. Elsewhere at the village of Kfar Kaddoum, scores of residents and their international supporters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest organized there. Troops also fired tear gas into residents' homes after invading the village. For IMMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
This week, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's proposal to install surveillance cameras in Al-Aqsa Mosque dismissed by the Palestinians and not respected by the Israelis. IMMC's George Rishmawi with the details.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visited the region in an attempt to ease the ongoing violence between the Palestinians and the Israeli military and settlers, which escalated in the beginning of October. Kerry headed to Jordan since the Hashemite Kingdom is the custodian of the religious sites in Palestine, including Al-Aqsa Mosque. He met with the Jordanian King Abdullah II and the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Amman and reached an agreement to install surveillance cameras in the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the surrounding plaza. According to Israeli media sources, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asked that both Abbas and King Abdullah publicly declare that no changes took place on Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Islamic Waqf Department, the body responsible for the religious sites in Palestine, received instructions from Amman to install the cameras. However, they were stopped by the Israeli police in Jerusalem. Azam Al-Khatib, director of the Waqf Department in Jerusalem, said, quote, "We work based on instructions from the Royal Palace in Amman, and we wanted to install cameras to show the world what really happens here at the mosque. But Israel is interested in cameras that serve its interests and goals only," unquote. Al-Khatib insisted that Israel has no jurisdiction over the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the surrounding plaza. Israel has also rejected a proposal by New Zealand submitted to the UN Security Council, which demands Israel to freeze settlement construction and stop home demolitions, and demands the Palestinians to freeze submitting files to the International Criminal Court in order to resume negotiations. The proposal also suggests that both sides stop violence against each other and to end all incitements. In a recent development, Palestinian sources said the Palestinian Authority will submit a file to the International Criminal Court about what the Palestinians described as, quote, "field executions," unquote, of Palestinians in the streets by the Israeli military and settlers. The source added that the file includes 52 pages of a number of documented cases of Israeli soldiers and settlers killing Palestinian youth at point blank or leaving them to bleed to death. There have been several cases where Palestinians accused the Israeli settlers and soldiers of faking evidence by putting knives beside the bodies of killed Palestinians to justify the killing as a self-defense. Since the beginning of the confrontations early on October, around 70 Palestinians were killed, 13 of them were children, the last of which was an 8-month baby who suffocated by gas fired by Israeli soldiers, in addition to over 2,000 injured. 9 Israelis were also killed in several stabbing, car hitting and shooting attacks. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishmal.
This week, Israeli army attacks left at least 14 Palestinians killed. Meanwhile, clashes continue all over the occupied West Bank, Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health, 71 Palestinians have been killed since the start of October. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
On Friday, 3 Palestinian civilians, including an 8-month-old baby, were killed and more than 80 others injured during ongoing clashes in occupied West Bank, Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip. Ramadan Thawabta, 8-month-old, was killed when Israeli troops stormed his family home in Beit Fajar town in southern West Bank and fired tear gas in it. The baby died due to tear gas inhalation. On Thursday, Israeli troops shot and killed 2 Palestinian youth in the old city of Hebron in southern West Bank in 2 separate incidents near military checkpoints. The army claimed that the 2 tried to stab soldiers. Witnesses said that the 2 were killed in cold blood. Also on Thursday, Nadim Ishkerat, 52, died after an ambulance was unable to reach him in time due to excessive military blockade and roadblocks isolating Palestinian communities in the occupied city of Jerusalem. Ishkerat suffered a heart attack at his home in Jabal al-Mukabbir town in Jerusalem. The ambulance was held up by Israeli roadblocks for more than 10 minutes, which led to the man's death. On Wednesday, one Palestinian youth was killed by Israeli gunfire, while at least 19 others were injured as clashes continued all over the occupied West Bank, Jerusalem and Gaza. Islam Rafiq Ubaid, 23, was shot by Israeli troops near an illegal Israeli settlement located in Tel Hermed area in Hebron Old City, southern West Bank. 2 more Palestinians were killed on Tuesday. Both youth from Hebron City were killed when Israeli soldiers opened gunfire at them at a bus stop near Gosh Atzion illegal Israeli settlement located between the southern West Bank cities of Hebron and Bethlehem. According to the Red Crescent Society, Israeli troops detained the 2 critically injured Palestinians and did not allow the medics to provide them with medical assistance until they bled to death. Earlier in the week, Israeli troops killed 3 Palestinian youth during 3 separate incidents in Hebron City, southern West Bank. On Sunday, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian teenage girl near the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron Old City. Moreover, a 16-year-old teenager was gunned down and killed by an Israeli security guard Saturday for allegedly running towards the soldiers. The boy was killed at Al Jalama checkpoint near Jenin City in northern West Bank. No one else was hurt. The Health Ministry has reported that 71 Palestinians have been killed and at least 921 others have been shot and injured with live Israeli gunfire since the beginning of this month, during ongoing clashes in the West Bank, Gaza Strip and Jerusalem. While 855 were shot with rubber-coated steel bullets and 208 suffered fractures and bruises after being assaulted and beaten by soldiers and fanatic settlers. Moreover, more than 5,000 Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 110 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 183 Palestinians, including 29 children. 55 were kidnapped from Jerusalem alone. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 24th to the 30th, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.